you know the collapse is coming, but there's a spiritual, even a consciousness element to this that not a lot of people have thought about. The Contagious Mind, that's the name of a book that I did. It's a free download, by the way. You can go to thecontagiousmind.com and download that. And it talks about how all of our minds are both broadcasting and receiving information all the time. And in fact, the human mind picks up on information about the future. And that's why premonition is very real, and people can see events that are about to happen. And this is why people have dreams or visions that are sometimes known as prophecies. And many times these things come true. I've experienced it myself on, I guess, three very particular occasions now, two of which I shared publicly before they happened. And, you know, if you follow my podcast, you've probably heard about those two times. Well, right now, people all over the world are getting a broadcast from the future. And it's a broadcast about the collapse and the mass death, die-off, the suffering, the horror, the fear. This is being broadcast across time. And it's reaching us in this time. And this is one of the reasons why there are so many movies and films right now about an apocalyptic collapse, because it resonates with people. It's something that people inherently sense or feel because, again, they're receiving the broadcast from the future. And when you look around, especially at today's youth, and you see them with the nose rings and all the facial piercings, the body mutilations, the genitalia mutilations with transgenderism and other such things, you know, all the hair color and all the evil tattoos, you know, demons and things they put on their bodies. It's not just that we have a decadent society. It's not just that morality is collapsing and that people are getting weird. It's that people are expressing what they feel on the inside. They're expressing the death cult. They're expressing the fear. They're expressing the self-destruction because they're sensing it at usually an intuitive level or a subconscious level. They're sensing it because this is what is going to happen. Now, just as a quick note on that, there's not one predetermined future. This can still be changed. This is just the most likely future. That's what people are sensing right now. The most likely future based on current events. But because we live in a world where there is time flow in one direction, time for us, you know, only flows from the past, from the present to the future. It doesn't flow in reverse in our universe. And because there's cause and effect, the things that we have set into motion right now will have an outcome that is very devastating and destructive and will lead to worldwide collapse. But we, humanity, could make a choice. We could make a different choice right now, and we could change the future. I mean, that's what a choice really is. It's an incredible power. It's the power to change the future. But what I find fascinating is that our choices come from a consciousness and an understanding that is often clouded by people who are sensing all the pain and suffering and collapse of the future, and thus their present day choices are not independent from the most likely dark outcome in the future. See, you see what I'm saying? There's kind of a feedback loop across time. So many people today, they act as if we are totally doomed because they feel the doom that's coming. And then the doom that's coming is coming because so many people are acting in a way that's consistent with doom. It's like the original Terminator movie, almost. They send a Terminator back in time to kill Sarah Connor so she doesn't give birth to John Connor, who saves humanity from the Terminators. But if the Terminator doesn't succeed, then how the Terminators exist in the future, and so on and so forth. You get into this time loop, right? But we are stuck in a time loop of doom right now that we could escape if we understood that we can make a different choice. That's what I'm trying to say. And you'll notice that even though a lot of my podcasts may sound like a lot of doom, because I'm very realistic about what's coming and where we are and what's happening, I almost always talk about how we can change that future by making it a choice, by being prepared, by being ready to rebuild society. How many times have you heard me talk about the coming golden age for humanity, or the abundance economy, or all these other concepts about where we are headed, that we are going to rebuild society after this collapse? I mention that frequently, and I believe that. I believe that's what's coming. And yet, how to say this, most of the people in the world are not even aware of the doom that's coming, and they're certainly not aware of the golden age that will follow. They're not even thinking about any of that at all. They are caught in a doom time loop. That's probably the best way to describe this, is a doom time loop, or a time loop of doom. And they are only reacting in the present because they are animalistic in their cognition, in their understanding of the universe. They're animalistic. They're very simplistic. They don't understand these complex topics that we're talking about. They don't even know that the human mind is a broadcast antenna and a receiving antenna, right? They don't know that. So you talk about being oblivious, they don't even understand that they themselves are conscious beings, and as a result, they can make a different choice. Most people just go along with whatever society is telling them to do, right? People are sheeple, or robots, or automatons, or drones, or whatever you want to call them, for the most part. And they're programmable life forms as well. That's why they're easily programmed to say, oh, I support vaccines. I'm grateful for vaccines and the protection they provide. Or, oh, I support Ukraine now, or whatever the next thing is. They're just going to be all in with the next thing. Oh, and before that, it was, oh, I hate Trump. And it was, you know, just the daily 2 minutes of hate, right? Most people are programmable life forms. They have no consciousness. And so they can't escape the time doom loop. But the shocking truth that very few people realize is that we, you and I, we are universe creators. We create universes. We create the future verse in which we will live. In other words, the universe that we will inhabit is the one that we are creating now. And we create that future. We create an entire new parallel universe by making a different choice. The power of choice is the power of creation. And as Jesus even says in the Bible, you are gods. You are gods. He's talking to the Israelites in one section, and he says, you are gods. And he uses the Hebrew word Elohim, which is the word for God. He's not saying that you are demigods or that you are sub-gods. He says you are Elohim. And that's the same word that Jesus uses to describe the God. And what we have to realize in that is that, you know, consciousness is a gift from the God, and consciousness is the power to create. And thus, consciousness is what can allow us to escape the doom loop. And I don't agree with those who say, oh, you shouldn't talk about bad things or you will make them happen. I don't agree with that at all. If you want to escape the doom loop, you first have to realize that there is a doom loop. And in order to escape it, you have to make a different choice, or choose to survive it or overcome it. But you have to realize it's there. You know, you can't fight a rattlesnake in your bed by pretending there's no snake there. You have to first realize, okay, there's a rattlesnake in the bed. You know, how do we deal with this? Maybe you jump out of bed or flee, or maybe you move very slowly. Maybe you grab the rattlesnake by the head very quickly. I don't know. That seems like a very dangerous maneuver. But you can't just pretend it's not there, because it is there. Pretending or ignoring reality is not a way to express consciousness. It is, you have to embrace where we are and then start to shift it. To say, okay, there's going to be this crazy, insane economic collapse. We see that happening. We see the dollar going down. We see the decadence in society. We see people dressing up like demons. We see the body mutilations. We see the transgenderism. All of this stuff. These are signs of the horror and the doom that people are experiencing internally. And we have to acknowledge that that experience is real for people. And these outward signs are real. You know, these demons are really killing their own babies. They really celebrate infanticide. But once we have that understanding, what do we do to alter that? And the reason I'm telling you this, which may surprise you, is because I've come to the conclusion that we can't alter many of these people. In other words, the idea of red-pilling people only goes so far. Now, we've been red-pilling a lot of people, especially over the last 2 years with COVID and now the inflation and food scarcity and so on. A lot of people getting red-pilled, but you can't red-pill everyone, and you can't force people to wake up to reality. And so the conclusion that I've come to is that, believe it or not, the most important strategy for reshaping our future is to survive the die-off of the deluded. So all of these demonic, insane, often left-wing lunatics, but not just left-wing, it's also, you know, people with no political affiliation who are just oblivious or they're living in denial. Some of them are conservatives. But they will die. They will die from the collapse that has already begun. Many of them, most of them, probably. You can't stop them from dying. I can't stop them from dying. But if we survive their die-off, then that allows us to rebuild society on the other side. And then we can make those new conscious choices and create a new universe that we then inhabit with each passing day as time moves forward. We enter the universe that we are creating. But right now, what's necessary for that golden age to happen is that literally billions of demonically infested, psychotic, twisted, dark minds will be removed from this plane of existence. That is a mass die-off that is coming, and it is, in fact, part of the process of the rebuilding of human civilization and the future of humanity, which will be an incredible golden future. It's just that we have to realize not everybody's going to be participating in that future. In fact, it's going to be a relatively small number. There's no doubt in my mind at this point that unless there's some divine intervention real soon here, we're going to be left with probably below 2 billion people on planet Earth. So that's about a 75% die-off. And it's going to take many years for this to unfold, but it is now in the cards with the scarcity, the starvation, the economic collapse, the wars, the vaccines, of course, and other death cult endeavors. We're going to be lucky to have 2 billion people by the year 2030. But those 2 billion people, let's say, whatever the number is, they're going to be survivors. They're going to tend to be people who prepared, which means they were people who weren't the oblivious masses by definition. They are people who thought ahead, who planned ahead, who overcame extreme difficulty, and who were able to, you know, reestablish their local communities and reestablish some level of civilization and sustainability so that they could live. And those, it turns out, are really good traits for people who we might want to have create the future, right? You don't want a future created by all these transgender pushing left-wing lunatics who want to murder babies and maim their genitalia and pretend that men can get pregnant and that, you know, that's a suicide death cult. That's a demonic cult. You don't want to have those people leading humanity. They're incapable of leading humanity. All they want to do is mass murder everything. But they will die, most of them. And they will die because of the things they set into motion themselves. You know, they voted for Biden, for example, and now they're getting a heavy dose of coming starvation, food scarcity, violence and lawlessness and food riots and everything that's going to be in the Democrat-controlled cities. It's kind of like, you know, a little karmic test there. You know, you vote for demons, you get demons, right? You vote for destroyers, you get destroyed. So the most important survival philosophy, I think, to keep in mind is that simply being here after the die-off is a success. And it puts you in a position to then participate in the future of the human race. Then to build the society that we all want, a society rooted in, you know, abundance and truth and liberty and respect for life, morality, all of these things that matter. That society is coming. But that society will not include billions of people who are currently alive, but who won't be alive in the years to come. Almost by definition. This is not even difficult to see. And there's a cosmic reason for all this. In order to qualify to help create future universes for humanity, you have to be able to anticipate or imagine the future. And if you can anticipate the future, then you would obviously be a prepper, because preppers think about what's going to happen in the future and they get prepared and then they survive. If you're not a prepper, then you don't think about the future, which means you're not qualified to create the future, which means the universe is going to remove you from the future. Or in essence, you're going to karmically remove yourself through starvation and death and violence and all these other things, you know, vaccines, vaccine suicide, whatever. So really, this is the ultimate karma at work here. These are cosmic principles of cause and effect that even reach out across time and space. So understand that when you see people dying from a lack of preparedness, understand that that is kind of their karmic choice in the fabric of the cosmos. They chose that way to remove themselves from the consciousness that will be necessary among the survivors to move the human race, the human civilization forward. In other words, at some level, the people who are the most dangerous and devastating to the future of humankind are extricating themselves from that very future. Isn't that wild? You may have not thought about it that way, but that is exactly what's happening. In other words, sometimes the most important thing that certain demon-infested individuals can do to aid the future of human society is to remove themselves from it. And that's exactly what has already begun, and it will accelerate quite dramatically. Those of us who are qualified to participate in the future of the human race, we will help others heal and get prepared and get red-pilled and awaken and be ready for what's coming, and then we can shape that new universe because we are creators. We are creators granted that gift by God himself. We are expressions of God. The demons will be removed. The people of God will build a new future together. So that's a good reason to focus on survival. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger, and gosh, there's a lot more coming. So, you know, just stay informed. I'll have a lot more podcasts for you, naturalnews.com and also Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening.